From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A London-based Dutch attorney, Alex van der Zwaan, was given a 30-day prison sentence and fined $20,000 Tuesday for lying to American investigators looking into Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. In a court in Washington, he said, "What I did was wrong. I apologize to the court for my conduct. I apologize to my wife and to my family for the pain I have caused." He had pleaded guilty in February to lying to the FBI about his contacts with a business associate of Paul Manafort, the one-time campaign manager of Donald Trump, and Manafort's deputy, Rick Gates, and destroying emails sought by investigators. President Trump said Tuesday he wants to use the military to secure the U.S.-Mexico border until his promised border wall is built.
"We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military."
There was no immediate indication of the size of the U.S. military contingent that Trump plans to deploy, where, or how soon. The United Nations says it is probing disturbing reports of serious harm to civilians during Monday's Afghan military airstrikes on a Taliban-controlled district in northern Kunduz province. Villagers told reporters Tuesday they attended mass funerals of dozens of victims, including children. They insist the Afghan Air Force bombed a packed madrasas. Local media reported the death of more than 50 people from the strikes. This is VOA News. The UN Secretary